Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're happy to have the Wiles back in Studio A. Welcome, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
and, you know, what's going on with the Wiles? And but are you going to do an original or a Beatles
cover? We're going to start with we're going to do one original real quick. This is an old Wiles song. It's called Lonely River.
Oh, I love this one.
Thank you.
Sail along this lonely river until you find the shore. Then drown this lonely sailor till he ain't there no more. My heart is well rested, my limbs are broken. Pick me up, 'cause I don't wanna break the night alone.
Wiles joining us live from Studio A. And let's talk that one going back a little ways, a few years back, that song.
Oh, yeah, that's almost 10 years old.
Isn't that crazy? I remember.
Crazy.
I love that
Is
song.
Is it really 10 years old?
Yeah.
Man.
Isn't that nuts? Yeah. But, and I know you guys play out from time to time. Anything in the works with new recordings there? Or just kind of.
Yeah, the Wiles have an album that we're hoping to put out this summer, actually.
Okay.
Most of it's done. And then Jesse, actually, he's filling in for Paul, our regular drummer. Jesse plays in a band called Receiver.
Yeah.
And Receiver is finishing up their new album, so.
Okay, but you're playing tomorrow night, though.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Know all the songs, and was that what your parents listened to as well? I mean, who doesn't love the Beatles? That the Beatles has done.
I remember, but when I was really, when I really got into music when I was in high school, I mean, that was music that really, really spoke to me and really I connected with when I was, in that impressionable age of being like 15, 16. In fact, like one of the songs we're going to play tonight, I remember learning that song, the lyrics, I remember memorizing them working at a bagel shop when I was 16 in the back room, the two of us, which we're going to play. I memorized that and I debuted that song at Caribou Coffee in Grandview in 1997. So,
wow.
So some of this goes a ways back, but then 3 years ago, I decided to try and do Everyone as kind of a bar bet, and people really took to it. Jesse and Chris showed up that night and helped me out, and so now it's become...
It was very unstaged, though. It's just like, there's a drum set, anyone that wanted to show up, play, and I just showed up. I just got this Hofner bass on Craigslist, and I was like, it'd be cool to just show up, and I only planned to play a few songs, and I was there for 8 hours with my Beatle book trying to look up songs as Joe shouted them out.
As you go, And it used to be at Cobo, and of course it's outgrown.
There was a line around the door both last year and the year before, so we decided to try and take it to a bigger space, and so far the Bluestone's been very accommodating to this weird show. We're going to be getting there at 9:30 in the morning and leaving like 3 in the morning, so it's an intense thing, but it's worth it. I mean, people seem to really like it. Once my voice starts to go, everyone starts to sing along, and
because you sing every song, right?
Yeah, Joe? Well, we have some other vocalists sing lead, but I try to do as many as I can, and I sing back up and all. It's really become a group effort. We have everyone in the Wilds is playing. We have Jesse from Receiver. We have someone from the band Low Men. Sam plays violin. She's in a wonderful band called Ghost Shirt.
Yeah,
and then. We have Phil Cogley. He's this great one-man band called Saturday Giant. So it's all creative, original musicians playing the show. Which I really like. It's a very distinctly Columbus music thing. And
it's, there's like Beatles cover bands, whatnot. They try to do the faux accents and dress up and all the clothes and everything. And like, we're just in it for the music. We're not, as cliched as that sounds, we're not in like trying to replicate.
Right. You're doing your different takes on different songs.
The Beatles
songs
themselves,
and
right.
It's fun to hear all the different versions, that you guys do. And then, the German songs, too. And it's definitely a marathon. It's now we're going to hear their take on a couple Beatles songs coming up. And what's this first one?
This is one of my favorites. This is a song called Norwegian Wood.
Knowing She Would was the original title of that.
Yes, that's it.
I love that song. Obviously, I'm partial to the Beatles, too. Well, not partial, I wouldn't say, but obviously I love them. But let's hear it. It's Norwegian Wood, live from Studio A.
Should I say she once had me? She showed me her room, isn't it good? Norwegian wood. She asked me to stay and she told me to sit anywhere. But I looked around and I noticed there wasn't a chair. On her rug, biding my time, drinking the wine. We talked until 2, and then she said, it's time for bed. She worked in the morning then started to laugh. I told her I didn't and crawled up to sleep in the bath. And when I awoke, I was alone. This bird had flown.
Norwegian Wood. It's Joe Peppercorn, Chris Bolognese, and Jesse Cooper of The Receiver joining us. And the Wiles and friends.
Friends.
Live.
Yeah.
Friends, right. Hey, what about me? Come on now. It's plural.
We can give you a tambourine.
One of the little egg shakers. And it's the Wiles live from Studio A. And the Beatles Marathon takes place tomorrow over at the Bluestone. And we'll do a ticket giveaway after they take us out with another Beatles song. And of all the Beatles tunes, you know, obviously there's so many to love, but are there any that you prefer or you wish you didn't have to stick in that chronological order, whether because of the sequencing or not that you necessarily hate it.
Joe had a great post on our Facebook event of, what were they, the eight?
The eight songs of Dread playing. I mean, because there's ones that I just don't prefer, but then there's ones, you know, towards the end, I Got a Feeling is a song I love, but after singing for 11 hours, that song is, I do not want to sing that song, you know. But that's part of the fun of the show is, you know, you're going and then you get to the set list and you're like, oh yeah, I have to play that now. So, which, you know, it could be a song I love and I'm just like, oh man, I'm going to sound so bad doing this, but you do it anyway. And I mean, that's just part of the fun of the show is that, you know, we're just going to do every song and we've tried to prepare as best we can to play them great. And I feel like we're going to do a great job with all of them, especially with the guest musicians. We have a big kind of choir thing going at the end with Abbey Road. With all the vocal harmonies, which we've never done before. But at the same time, you know, it's an attempt, and there will be a few bumps along the road,
well,
and that's just part of the fun of the show.
I just love you some slack a little
first
bit.
The first time you did it organically, if you will, you did Hold Me Tight on keytar.
Yeah,
right?
Hold Me Tight is a song I really don't like. So I used to do a keytar version.
It's like a Kraftwerk sort of
We actually learned that one properly this year. We've always not wanted to learn that one and just said, oh, we'll just BS it. But this year, there's no songs we BS. We're like, okay, we're going to learn it right and try and do it right. And then just we just try and play them as passionately and as intensely as we can. There's no illusion that we're Beatles or anything. We're just guys like people in the audience, and we're just about, as excited about playing the songs as I feel like people are listening to them and singing along with us. So
yeah. Well, gosh, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And telling us about it.
Thank you.
For sure. It's the Beatles Marathon tomorrow, hosted by Joe Peppercorn of the Wiles. And Joe, Chris, Jesse, thank you. And for playing live for us today, we'll do that ticket giveaway after this next song. And again, it's all ages, 12 and under free, right? And
yep.
And you weren't fibbing, right? 12 and under free.
12 and under free.
And,
You know, the show will probably get rowdy later. So, you know, if you bring the kids early.
Yeah.
Drop them off with the babysitter and come back late, you know.
Go. Gosh, well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much again. And what are you going to take us out with?
This is a song that I learned in the back of Sammy's Bagels at the Lane Avenue Shopping Mall in 1997. It's a song called Two of Us.
All right.
And it goes something like this.
Two of us riding nowhere, spending someone's hard and big. You and me Sunday driving, not arriving on our way back home. On our way home, we're on our way home, we're going sending postcards, writing letters on my wall. You and me burning matches, lifting latches on our way back home. We're on our way home, we're on our way home, we're going home. On our way home, on our way home. chasing paper, getting nowhere. On our way back home, on our way home, on our way home, we're going home.
We're going home.